Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.
Today we are speaking with Bishop Mervyn Harding of Grace Deliverance Tabernacle, which is located at 660 Remsen Avenue in Brooklyn. Bishop Harding, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
You are welcome, Pearl. Thanks a lot. Anytime.
So we know that Hebrew 13 says that marriage is honorable, but when and why should one walk away from marriage?
Well, of course, like as I said, marriage is an investment. And there comes a time when an individual in a marriage will come to the realization that they are investing, but they are not getting a return for their investment. So if a return is not coming to an individual for their investment, after a while, discouragement is going to start to come in. And if the lines of communication with good understanding are not really there, that is also going to contribute to the breaking down in the relationship. So we must be on a level that we are communicating regularly. We are understanding each other. We are avoiding the things that will create conflict and problems, and work diligently towards the peace and the success of the marriage. If this is not happening, then sooner or later, we are going to find ourselves heading in the wrong direction. Now, many people believe that the Bible does not support divorce, but that is not true. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the 7th verse, 1 Corinthians 7 and the 15th verse, it tells us that if you have an unbelieving spouse and the unbelieving spouse chooses to dwell with you, then you can stay with the spouse and you can work toward the success and the continuation of the marriage. But if the spouse does not desire to dwell with you, and if that spouse does not desire to dwell with you, of course, they are not going to invest the way that they should. If they don't want to stay with you, they are not going to put in as much as they should or they need to put in. The Bible says in such a case, if a believer or an unbeliever, which is one would be a believer, the other would be an unbeliever, in many instances, it could be two people in the church. A believer and an unbeliever at times can be that we are not seeing eye to eye. We are not sharing the same values. We are not heading in the same direction. We are not compatible. So this could be viewed in many different ways. However, the Bible states clearly that in such a case, if a spouse chooses to leave, let them leave by way of divorce. And the Bible clearly states that in such a case, that individual is not in bondage. Now, marriage within itself is considered a bondage. That is why the Bible used that term, that that individual is no longer under bondage. That means they are no longer tied to that covenant or to that vow. You are free to get a divorce and move on and married to someone else. God, in his infinite love and mercy, would have sent his son because he realized that we all were under condemnation, we all were under the judgment of God, we all were in bondage. Jesus came to liberate us, Jesus came to set us free. And his primary mission and purpose is not to leave anyone behind in bondage. So marriage is not a condemnation. Marriage is a blessing, that God has given to two individuals that they should share and enjoy. But there are times when we'll come to that point when the relationship, for one reason or another, is broken down, and we might have tried everything that we could have tried and it's just not working. Then we know it is time for us to go our separate way.
All right. Thank you so much, Bishop Harding.
This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.